4 CBA Mobile.
How are we doing? It's KD2 KWS Mobile.
Okay, I missed part of your call. I think it was KD2. I missed the last part. But that's all right. My name here is David, and I'm on my way to my youngest daughter's house that she needs me to help her with. One of my grandson's bed broke, and her husband's not there. He's out of town.
Yeah, the call was KD2 KWS. My name here's Mark. I'm headed up towards Dickens. Got to do some work up there, and probably gonna wrap up the rest of my day and head back home to Spartanburg. What broke on the bed? Was just some slats or the frame breakdown?
Kind of hard to tell. Send me a picture. It's in one of the corners. I'm not really sure. It looks like a bracket may have come loose or something. If they had to put it together, or whoever put it together didn't, evidently must not have done a very good job. But anyway, I guess I'll find out when I get there.
Now, I'm not a bed builder professional now, or even a bed connoisseur. But it sounds to me like a job for duct tape.
Tape fixes just about everything. It's too bad you can't solder with it, or. But anyway, I was seeing a lot of stuff. And, you know, they actually made an airplane. They wrapped a wooden frame with duct tape and flew it. Now, I think that's a little crazy because I can't remember how much weight the duct tape itself added to the plane. But it was a surprising amount of weight. And, you know, just one tear of that tape and the wind would have gotten under it, and it could have just ripped the whole, if it was on a wing or something, it just ripped the whole wing off. So they actually flew the airplane. I was amazed.
Now, I will say this. Gorilla, probably seen Gorilla Glue, but they make some duct tape. And I tell you what, you ever get that on something and you just about can't get it off. I mean, it's some pretty serious stuff. I think I got a roll of it at home just to peel it off of the roll. Because it is a little complex, but yeah, I think between duct tape and zip tie, it's just about holding the world together.
It'll be interesting what I run into. I just hope they have some tools. Every time I go over there, it seems like they have less and less tools. I bought them a big old thing of tools and had wrenches and screwdrivers and knives, fractional and metric socket set and you know, just all kinds of little doodads, Allen wrenches, and, you know, because they really didn't have any tools. Brandon's not a real mechanical kind of guy, so he's watched me work on his car several times.
Yeah. Work in the telecommunications industry myself, and I absolutely hate doing any kind of mechanic work, but it was around about the time Kmart was going out of business. My wife pulled into the parking lot. She was going to go get some of their liquidated sales stuff, and you guys out there and tries to crank the car, and lo and behold, it wouldn't start. So I drive out there, and sure enough, it was an alternator that went out. And I didn't really have a lot of sockets. I mean, I had, like, you know, mismatched, you know, maybe a couple here or there. So I went over to AutoZone, picked up an alternator, and then went into the Kmart and picked up a, I don't know, it was like a 100-some-odd piece Craftsman set, because it had been, you know, it was marked down. I think I gave, like, $50, $60 for it. That is the only set, I think, that I've ever been able to keep a hold of and keep all the parts to it. And I don't know how many repair jobs I've done with it at this point. I mean, it's been good to me. Alternators, I just changed the starters on my wife's car. But I tell you what, it was, I think I was living in New York at the time. And I think it was probably negative 15. It was, you know, the middle of the night before I got done replacing that thing, and that was like, you know, I ain't never gonna let this tool set go.
Yeah, some of the best set of screwdrivers I ever bought was from Kmart. They were called Benchtop, and they had a solid shaft, and it went all the way through the handle, and at the end of the handle, it had a nut on it, and of course, as the screwdriver got bigger and longer, and the nut on the top got bigger, and it but you could use it, you know, to break something loose or tighten it down, and that full shank, that was really something else. And I still have that set, still use them, and I mean, they're pretty nice. I've seen a lot of nice sets of screwdrivers, but I was really impressed. In fact, I bought some of their wrenches, the Benchtop wrenches that they had at the time. I think they were like $10.99 for a whole set. And, of course, you got a better deal with the metric because you got more wrenches with the metric than you did the fractional. But I still have those. But anyway, and of course, I have a bunch of other wrenches now, the box end is a 12 point, and that comes in handy if you're in a tight spot. You know, you can get in there and get more out of a 12 point than you can a 6 point.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know I've bought entire socket sets of those. They're great to have. I've got, I think that one socket set, about the only as far as, you know, mechanical tools. I mean, I got all kind of electronic test equipment and stuff like that, but me and that one set, we're bonded together for life through blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, I've been really meticulous about making sure I've kept all the sockets and, you know, and parts in there. Plus, they're just expensive. You know, just to have to go buy it again, and got a good deal on it when I needed it, because fortunately, I mean, not fortunate for Kmart, but fortunately for me, they're going out of business, and I, you know, ended up with a good set. But as far as, like, hand tools, I mean, I got Klein tools, and all, I mean, just about anything that you could possibly think of for working on power or electronics. But I don't really consider myself being any kind of mechanic. I absolutely hate working on vehicles. And I say that, and, you know, it's, if I could pay somebody to do it, that's usually what I'll do. Anything, you know, above and beyond maybe change an alternator or something like that, that's a little more than I'm willing to bite off of.
KB4CBA. Yeah, I used to do that for a living, and so it's, yeah, it's a job you love to hate, I tell you. It can get real frustrating sometimes, and especially I worked at a dealership, and there's a lot of things that, I say a lot, there's several things that can kind of get under your skin, working flat rate, and it just, you know, I won't get into all that, but it can really get under your skin sometimes. But anyway, you know, I enjoy working on my own car for the most part, and I still change the oil in it, rotate the tires, and do the brakes and stuff like that. And I've got a extended warranty. I think it covers about everything but the tires or any friction parts. But other than that, it I pay $100 deductible, and it pays the rest.
They have, you know, most of the vehicles, actually all the vehicles I've ever owned have been used, and I had a couple that had a warranty on it, but it's usually about the time the warranty runs out, you know, you got to start replacing stuff. And it's not the work that I mind so much. It's, I don't know, I just get so frustrated, and I don't have the temperament for it. I mean, a lot of the older cars, I mean, I find a little bit easier to work on, but you know, everything's so compact now. The engine compartments are so, you know, tight. You find, I think my Buick Enclave is going to be up for a starter here soon, and I was, you know, browsing YouTube and the manuals to see what all it was going to take to get that thing taken out, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. There's so much of it. There's so much other stuff that you have to remove first, you know.
That's the challenge there is getting to it. You know, how are you going to get to it? You know, you start taking stuff off, and the trick is just take as few parts off as you can to get to it, and try to find a shortcut. And I remember we had a recall on the CX-7s. They have it was a turbocharged four-cylinder, and it had the crank nor the cams had keyways on the sprockets. They were no keyways, not even on the crank. Unbelievable. And this is a turbocharged engine. And it just flipped me out. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, had a lot of problems. It had the variable valve timing actuator, we call it a VVT, and actuator, and it went bad, and it just came apart. Basically, this little button would come out of it, and you'd find it down in the oil pan, and so we had to replace them. And of course, you got to pull the valve cover, and you're supposed to pull the front cover of the engine, but we found the shortcut, and you could use a long pry bar and stick down in there. And if you didn't have to replace any of the other parts, you could actually do it without taking the front cover off, and that saved a ton of labor. And you could do it in about 45 minutes. Because if you didn't, you also had to take off the fuel pump. It was a 1800 PSI fuel pump, and it was a royal pain to put back on. Golly day. Sometimes I could get it without pulling the front cover, and sometimes I couldn't. So it just depended on the day and the car.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I've found that YouTube is just a wealth of knowledge. You know, I could just about find any, because somebody's usually gone through it before and the same headache that you're getting ready to face, and they've made a video of it. And, like I said, I'm getting ready to, here pretty soon, change the starter out on this Enclave, and I found two guys with two different videos, and both of them say that you got to take that the exhaust manifold off and a bunch of other stuff. And I don't know. I'm afraid if I get into it, I'll end up having to take it to get done by a professional, and I would just rather go that route, and, you know. Go through the pain once and be done with it. But I think when I changed my wife's starter just a couple months ago on her Toyota Yaris, I found a little quick thing on YouTube, and yeah, it's great just to have a video to watch on just about anything you need. It's KD2 KWS.
Hey, how many times I've gone to YouTube? I mean, it's just amazing what you could find on there. And, you know, for ham radio and anything else, for that matter. So, if you want to do a, a modification on your radio to... So it can receive, you know, in, outside the band that it's made for. You know, you can find that on YouTube, and they'll show you step by step how to do it. And then you can decide whether you want to tear your radio up or not. Oh, me. Well, I'm arriving at the house here, so I'm going to jump out and... see what kind of trouble I can get into. And see those two grandbabies are boys. They're not really babies anymore. But anyway, but good to talk with you there. And Mark, and have a good rest of the afternoon. And I'll clear out after your final KB4 CPA 73s.
I was going to say, yeah, I've actually made a couple videos myself for YouTube for the... ICOM 2300, 7100 to modify the band. I couldn't find any on there, so I ended up making them myself. And lo and behold, you know, you get comments on there because other people have been searching for it, couldn't find a video either. But yeah, good luck with your band project, and hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's KD2 KWS.